Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I was having a lot of pain in my right hip, and it was causing my leg to be numb below my knee from the hip all the way down. I wasn't getting any sleep. So on top of it, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived because I'm in pain and I'm not sleeping. So I decided to start taking these things, and the pain is gone virtually. I mean, 90%, maybe 95%. It was just amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code KMC. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Manafort on real estate fraud, but no collusion. John Catsimatidis, our favorite billionaire, will be here later to weigh in on that and the Boeing story. Shelley Goldberg comes along with how to make history come alive for our kids. We'll discuss that parenting hack in the Express today. Kristen B. Tate on Dems in 2020, and we start with Kelsey Harkness Bowler right now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, and just for the record, because I think that my next guest has done something extraordinary in the day and age in which we live. She actually took the name of her husband, which if for public females, this is a remarkably traditional thing to do. Kelsey Bowler, you may have known her as Kelsey Harkness. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you, lady.
It's great to be here, and thank you for that. I have to say it was a difficult decision as a female who worked really hard to build up some name identification to change my last name, and I appreciate the support. It means a lot.
Well, and it's not, I don't judge, so I have another very good friend, Kaylee McEnany, who got married, I think, right around the same time as you, within a year or so. And she married a Major League Baseball player, but she's, you know, she's done a lot of front work for the RNC, and I don't blame anybody for the decision that they make, but it does do my heart a little bit of good when families kind of unify around that one identity, and I think it's helpful for the kids, if there are any, in the future, and kind of what they grow up to be. So, my congratulations, Kelsey, on a very happy new chapter of life for you. I'm glad to have you on today. People that have heard you in the past know that you edit one of the day of the week's editions of a thing called the Bright Newsletter, which is really a newsletter designed to help people like my bride and others like that don't have a lot of time to consume a wide variety of news sources, to kind of condense everything down and give them a snapshot of what's going on. But I also read it, and I think you have a lot of men that probably do across the country as well. And today's was especially interesting to me because of the level of reporting that you had on a couple of stories, and I want to touch on both of them if we have time. But I want to get your reaction right up front to this burgeoning, growing scandal of these celebrities, coaches, agents, rich people, well-to-dos that spent millions and millions of dollars to get their ungrateful kids placed in universities that they didn't want to go to and pretty much were just there to party. Kelsey, give us some perspective on this.
Right. So I have two major takeaways from this story. The first is that I'm not really surprised that we have wealthy actors, actresses, and elite Americans who have too much money to spend and decide to defraud the college admissions process. I guess the only surprising part about this is you wonder why they didn't just purchase a building so that the system was actually legal. They decided to work through this very intricate back channel that involved hiring fake people to take college exams. But what surprised me the most was that the number of college coaches who decided to willingly go along with this process. And the reason I'm surprised there is that these coaches are so important to our children's development. They have such a huge impact. I know as a college athlete, I was heavily influenced by my college coaches. And to think that these coaches are susceptible to these types of bribes, I think is really disheartening. We come to expect it from wealthy elites, but I didn't necessarily expect it to come from college coaches. So that's one big takeaway that I had. I was disheartened by. And the other is I just hope this story opens a very honest conversation about the state of college in our country today. It has become way too expensive, really on the shoulders of everyday Americans, many of whom are not actually attending college. I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear, probably just people in the New York, Washington, D.C., California areas would be surprised to hear that only about one-third of Americans actually attend college. So for the rest of Americans, through taxpayer dollars, to be subsidizing these hugely expensive college loans that enable more and more people to go to college and therefore enable colleges to just keep inflating the price of college, I think is hugely problematic. Colleges really have gotten away with far too much, and I think we need to have a serious conversation about whether this system is fair to all Americans. I would argue very clearly that it's not.
Well, and that's just a comment on just the structure of how the college system is operating. That doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of what kids are actually getting when they're being indoctrinated into primary leftist ideology at most public universities now, and many private universities. So I couldn't be more in lockstep with you on all of that, Kelsey. And I think it's really important. And I think this has ripped the mask off to some degree at what a fraud this thought is, that you have to go get a university degree by XYZ University in order to be of worth to anybody. Because even in the case of Lori Loughlin's daughter, she had already developed a following on Instagram. She was an influencer. She could have developed an entire industry industry out of whatever she wanted to develop without ever taking up a bed in the college dorm space to begin with. And I'm not, I know that some of this is the pressure of the parents to make the kids fit into a, you know, square peg into a round hole. And sometimes that's just not right. In fact, the more that public universities have kind of gone off the leftist cliff, the more I'm tempted to say to my kids, if you want to go to college and if you want to go to university, we'll figure out what's the best match for your interests. But if you want to pursue a vocation that we can get specialized training for your vocation, and that's what brings you joy in life, and you excel at it, I want to be about pouring water and seed on their gifts and helping them to flourish in those arenas. I don't care if they have a degree after their name. And I just think that the more that our society has lent itself to that over the last generation or two, the more worthless those degrees have become, to be candid.
Right. And what's sad is that children really are the victims to this entire scandal, which includes the, you know, FBI investigation that we're talking about, yeah, but also the larger scandal when it comes to what's happened to higher education in America, with kids being pressured to attend college when it's not necessarily right for them, and then them being pressured to take out these loans that they can't afford, trapping them in a cycle of debt. When really, as you said, we need to look at kids as the individuals they are. You know, I grew up with two sisters. College was right for some of us and not right for others. Everyone should be able to take their own path. And if we, you know, if we highlight that, then I think the entire country will be better off, because ultimately, when you're passionate about whatever you're doing, you're going to, you know, the money will follow. I really, truly yeah. believe that.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. That's just
exactly.
the truth. So the other story that you also reported on in the Bright Email, and by the way, friends, you can get the Bright Email by looking up Bright Email on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. You can also just go to the website, getbrightemail.com. And I highly recommend it. And Kelsey edits the Wednesday edition. You reported on another story that I had not seen anywhere, and that is that Mike Lee has introduced a family leave option that is really kind of conservative friendly in terms of how it's being presented, even though there is some disagreement on whether or not it's a good idea. Tell us how it would work.
Right. So this was a plan actually designed by the Independent Women's Forum, where I am a visiting fellow. And what it would do is enable women who either have just given birth or have adopted a child to tap into their Social Security plans early. So to enable them to take a certain amount of time off to care for their children. So, you know, on one hand, it is conservative, you could argue, in that it's not creating an entire new program. The problem is that we know Social Security is already insolvent. The American Action Forum estimated this proposal would add $226 billion right. in debt between now and when it actually does become insolvent in 2034. And, you know, if this is a program that's already not working, is sort of doubling down on it, the right answer. And one important question to raise is, you know, this, in many ways, this plan is the best alternative to proposals that the left is coming out with, which involve massive new entitlement programs that are hugely problematic. But on the other hand, you know, if we do move forward with this plan that involves tapping into your Social Security early, do you really believe that, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years, the left won't come down and say, hey, it's really unfair that women are only getting 80% of their Social Security plans. They are now being discriminated against. This is another example of the patriarchy. We need to repay them. So ultimately, I think it runs the risk of actually becoming the very thing that we're trying to prevent as conservatives, which is this whole new entitlement
sure,
system.
Sure.
So it's a very tricky issue where, you know, actually, I'm involved with organizations that are on both sides.
Right.
I think the most important message here is that we need to still be encouraging private companies to be doing what's right. And if they're able to provide these plans on their own so that the government doesn't need to step in, we know paid family leave is already on the rise in the U.S. One third of workers are already reporting that they have access to this. The top 20 employers in the U.S. are doing it. So companies are moving in the right direction. And I think we need to, wherever you fall on this proposal, we need to be pressuring private companies to continue doing that.
I actually agree with Kelsey Bowler. So I'm not going going to take the Heritage Foundation side or the Independent Women's Forum side. I'm going to take Kelsey's side. Do it in the private sector. That's what I'm saying. Kelsey, it's great to talk to you. And again, she's a visiting fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and she's a part of the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal. She's a reporter for them. She does video reports and writing, and she also writes for The Federalist, and she edits The Bright Email, and she's a new bride, and she's just she's not busy. She doesn't have anything going on. Kelsey, always great to have you with us. Thanks again. Coming up next, Kristen B. Tate joins me from The Hill. We're going to talk Dems 2020, and have they shot themselves in the Fox News foot? I think they did. We'll talk next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
These rich parents not only robbed their own children of the chance to succeed fairly, but also for the chance to fail. I mean, really, I've learned so much more from my personal failures, Charles, than I've ever learned from any of my successes.
All right, that's my next guest, Kristen B. Tate. She's with us every Wednesday, and Kristen, it's good to have you back. Thank you for being here. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, Kev. Pleasure as always.
So we just wrapped up an interesting conversation with Kelsey Bowler, used to be Kelsey Harkness over at the Daily Signal. And this story has really captivated most of the women that I speak with on a daily basis. In fact, my lovely bride last night, who you've met, she had a lot to say about this college scandal. And, you know, it's wide reaching with all those different coaches on the payroll across the country. I mean, it's just really astounding to think that these lefty elitists who are trying to get into left-leaning, lefty higher-end universities have to cheat. I don't know. Maybe it's because of all the affirmative action and kind of left-leaning policies they've granted these institutions all these years. But it certainly seems very out of touch with Joe and Mary America out there. What's your connection to this?
Yeah, it's unfair. It's infuriating. But, I mean, talk about a glorious fall. These people look pathetic now. How humiliating. I mean, you have to spend $500,000 to get your kid into USC. That means you have epically failed as a parent. I mean, really, if you have $500,000 to spend on college bribes, you're not even going to go for the Ivy League. It's really just
right.
Embarrassing for everyone involved.
Well, and here's the other thing that strikes me is that it's pretty obvious, at least from Lori Loughlin's daughter, that she had no real desire to be at school. And just from a free market standpoint, absolute free market standpoint, she's already an influencer. She's already got, 2 million people following her on Instagram or whatever. Like, I'm not even of the opinion anymore, like it was when I was growing up, that my kids are going to have to go to college to be successful. What I want to do is find out what they're good at and kind of layer on the resources to help them explore that. And if that satisfies their internal mechanism and they can make a living at it, I'd much rather them be happy, doing what they want to do and supporting their family rather than force fitting them through this kind of artificial template that says you've got to go not only to college, but to this school and you have to be in this major and you have to graduate by this date. It seems inauthentic to me, Chris. And am I wrong?
I agree with you. And I think increasingly a lot of people are taking that route. The return on investment from a lot of these college degrees is really bad, especially when you look at liberal arts college degrees at institutions that are charging, upwards of $50,000 or $60,000 per year. I completely agree with you. The sad thing, though, Kevin, which is what I've been trying to highlight here, is that this is not new. You know, this kind of scamming has been going on for a long time. It's just that it's often done legally. We have these wealthy families that are making, multi-million dollar donations to these elite institutions.
Right.
Get their underperforming kids through the door. Now, I understand that there's value to having rich kids go to your school because schools need to get endowments, right? I mean, they need wealthy families to donate to the schools. I understand that. But it's really unfair to hardworking kids who don't come from privilege and are denied spots. I mean, I would love to see the education system go back to more of a meritocracy.
I'd love all of America to go back to a meritocracy, but that's a different conversation.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk about your latest piece from The Hill. The title of which is Democrats Have Debate Delusion That Leaves Them Wildly Outfoxed. And you touched on one of my favorite stories from last week, which was that Fox got dropped by the Democrats from getting a debate in the 2020 cycle. What are you saying here?
Well, first of all, just from the perspective of the Democrats, I think that the DNC is missing an opportunity because there are a lot of moderates and, you know, Republicans who don't love Trump that watch Fox News, who, you know, might see Democrats and some of these Democratic candidates and be persuaded. So I think just from their standpoint, they made a bad decision and kind of shot themselves in the foot. But my column was more about the criticism on Fox News that's being, you know, pushed by the left wing. They say, oh, Fox News is, you know, in the tank for Trump. But these leftists do not know how to delineate between opinion and hard news reporting.
Right.
Fox News does a very good job. I mean, you know, Harris Faulkner, you're on with her all the time. Shep Smith, Brett Baier, these are really stellar reporters that do not inject opinion into their reporting. And then you have people like Hannity and Tucker and Ingram who are definitely biased, but they're not claiming to be journalists. That's the difference. Over at CNN, you have hacks like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon calling themselves journalists,
right,
but we all know they have an agenda to push.
And actually, Krista, I'm going to draw a little bit of criticism of your assessment because I think Shep has gotten wildly opinionated in recent years compared to what he used to be. When he was first starting out, I thought Shep was the toughest anchor in the business. And I think after a few things that just happened that he disagreed with, I think he started sometimes putting things on display that he never would have in the past. But aside from that, I think that you're spot on. And I think that your observation about them leaving that market out of the debate of their own ideas and their own marketplace. Look, it's we face this in media advertising all the time. They say, well, what's your station about? And they say, well, you know, we have this. This is our format. Well, I don't know if I want to reach that audience. Well, why don't you want to reach that audience? Like if you're running for office, if you're putting forward ideas that are designed to help people every single day, if I'm running for office, I want to talk to as many people as I can and trying to convince them of the rightness of my cause. The idea that you're just going to automatically nix, you know, half the cable television viewing audience.
Cable audience in the country.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there are a lot of conservatives, like I said, who are basically just voting for Trump and holding their nose. They don't love Trump, but they just assume the alternative is worse. And if I were a moderate Democrat in the race, I would love the chance to get my message out.
Yeah.
To those
you're
people.
Never going
to
get the primary, though. You're never going to. If you're the moderate this year, it's
true.
It is not your year. Yeah. Whoever is hand holding AOC at the debate contest that night, that's who's going to win. That's about what it's
right.
Come down to. The crazy new Green Deal.
Unless the progressives split up the left wing vote and there's only one moderate. That's another way that could play out. Though.
I haven't seen the first moderate sign up yet. I guess Biden is technically in, but he's having trouble raising money. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I think coming out of California, I think Kamala Harris has all kinds of headwinds. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Kristen, great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming up. A parenting hack for the day and John Catsimatidis. Don't go away. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it might be because you just don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. In fact, they're not like vitamins at all. Vitamins are synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you just end up feeling really, really good. People report their skin looks better. They've got fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. So call now. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 and use the promo code KMC for 20% off your first month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code KMC. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson.
I'll give him this. His financial system is a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I tried.
It's one of the real sweet parts of the Hamilton musical. And the reason that I pulled that out is because when my next guest said what she wanted to talk about today, I thought of that very song from the Hamilton musical, which is all about how the story of Alexander Hamilton gets told. How does history get told, and how do we make it come alive for our kids? Shelley Goldberg, our parenting expert, who for many years was the parenting reporter at New York One, and every week tries to give you one hack at parenting, one little trick to make it a little bit better, a little bit more effective. And Shelley, it's good to have you back. Welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. Well, this topic came to me, Kevin, because I saw the most outstanding, the most amazing movie the other night,
okay.
Apollo 11. And what they did is they found archival footage in the vault that was never seen before. And I have no idea how they restored it, what they did, but it put me in the middle of history. I felt physically as if I was at that launch. I can't recommend it enough. So I started to think about how important, and it really got me thinking about so many things. I mean, it took me right into July 1969. I was there. So there are so many things that parents and grandparents can do to make history come alive.
Okay.
And it's so critical. It's critical now, Kevin, I think, as we both know, because kids don't know. They don't know about war and dictators and depression and socialism. And by not knowing, you lack appreciation for what you have.
Yes, you do.
And you certainly don't recognize danger and evil when it's coming right at you.
Right. Hold on one second, Shelley. Hey, Alex, get AOC on the phone so that she can listen to the rest of the segment with Shelley and I, because I want to make sure AOC hears this. Okay, go ahead, Shelley. We're all set now.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Kevin. So here are some things that parents and grandparents can do to make history come alive so their kids are more in tune with what came before them. go on those field trips, Kevin. I'm sure you've been there, but, you know, places where there's Civil War reenactments, or you can visit historic Richmond Town on Staten Island, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, all those kind of places. Schedule one a year at least if you can. They're critical, right? In your house, pick a day. Pick a medieval night or a 1930s night and actually play the music. Play the music from that time period.
I like that idea.
And knowing that you're a foodie, I would even suggest that you have another night where you make the food.
Yeah.
For example,
hey, kids, this is what we ate in 1971. Mom had Spam and Kraft macaroni and cheese, and this is what we ate.
Kevin, do you know what hardtack is and war cake? Hardtack was what they ate during the Civil War.
Right.
And it was biscuits made with flour and water. War cake, because of the rationing, most kids don't even know what the word rationing means. That because you had to ration butter, sugar, and eggs, people would make cake using cinnamon and lard. But those are the kinds of things, instead of reading about it, actually make it with your children. Kevin, can I see you doing this with your kids? I can.
All right, number three.
Okay, here are some other things. Teach your kids skills that are from days gone by, like how to start a campfire,
yeah,
how to use a bow and arrow, those kinds of things. All right, books.
And one of those things that could combine them, like if you took a day trip down to the D.C. area and you go to old Colonial Williamsburg, and they can see all the old craft, you know, the candle making and the, you know, all that stuff.
Exactly. And by the way, there are so many books that you can easily access that have titles like, What If You Lived in Medieval Times? What if you lived in 1880? And in fact, the American Girls has a whole collection of books that have these beautiful pictures of the toys that people played with, the food that they ate. So just Google and look for books that begin with what if you lived in, and pick a year, and you'll see that a number of them really come up.
That's cool.
Also, start exploring the history of your own family and start having discussions about great-grandma and how did she stay cool when there was no air conditioning? Or how did she keep the food refrigerated when there wasn't, you know, a refrigerator? Someone told me the other day that people used to sleep around Prospect Park in Brooklyn outside in the summer to keep cool in the summer before there was air conditioning.
Hmm.
So many things that we can bring to our children that will make them much more aware of how absolutely appreciative and grateful they should be, and also be on alert to make sure it doesn't get taken away from them.
Sure. No, the worst lesson from history is not to learn its lesson and then be destined to repeat the bad mistakes. So, Shelley, thank you for helping us make history come alive. Good suggestions. And if you missed any of it, listen to the podcast. Parenting Express with Shelley every Wednesday here in Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel
They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. Everywhere I go.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Hopefully, they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
That's President Trump just a little while ago this afternoon grounding the Boeing 737 MAX, the MAX 8 and the MAX 9. According to the FAA, there are problems with all of them. And of course, the president not wanting to encounter any of the problems that we saw in the footage from Ethiopia. John Catsimatidis, in addition to being New York's most beloved billionaire and someone that I really wish was currently mayor of our fine city, is also an aviation expert, a licensed pilot himself. And John, it's good to see you back in the studio today. Thank you for being here. What do you make of the 737 controversy and where Boeing finds itself at this very moment in time?
I was on Joe Piscopo this morning.
I'll forgive you for that. Go ahead.
And I recommended that our people listening to us should not get on a 737 aircraft. I've been a jet pilot since 1977.
Right.
78, 79. And when I got my first training, the thing they teach you, the advantage of jets over the old props.
Right.
You have to do three separate things wrong to kill yourself. I guess the 737-800 doesn't qualify at that. There's something wrong with it because pilots that you should have been able to just shut off the autopilot or whatever it is and just apply.
Because the problem was it was nosing down and you could the fix supposedly was be able to override so the pilot could then not have it happen.
Yeah, all you have to do is pull the yoke back, add power, and it shouldn't happen. That's the normal thing any pilot would do. One of the things about the Ethiopian pilot only had 200 hours in that aircraft.
And that's low.
That is very, very low. I think that is a problem. But I think the problem is with the aircraft even more. You can't have an aircraft that a pilot makes one mistake and it goes down and kills 157 people.
Yeah, it's a sad
thing. It's just wrong. I think President Trump did the right thing in grounding those aircraft until we really find out what's going on, what happened. And now, are they saying that the black box, the government is not turning it over to Boeing or the FAA?
I have not heard a final word on that yet. So as we find out, we'll let people know. But I'm not aware if they have or haven't at this
point. But we got to know the truth.
Right.
And the other thing I've been saying to people is you can't have airplanes designed by nuclear scientists at MIT. An airplane is still an airplane, and a pilot should be able to override it and do what he has to do to keep that airplane up.
With the basic laws of avionics. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, wind, direction, temperature, et cetera, all that stuff. I have a cousin who's a pilot for Alaska Air, and I have a brother-in-law who's a pilot on the F-18. He's actually currently on tour in the Middle East. But I haven't heard from either one of them yet. So you were my first avionic expert to weigh in on this today.
It should not have happened. The pilot should be able to override it. And if Boeing designed something that the pilot should not override, then Boeing is liable.
That'll be interesting. That settlement's going to be in the billions. I mean,
yep.
I can't imagine it would be any less than that. Let me shift gears just a little bit because today Paul Manafort not only got his second prison sentence, but then the state of New York also opened up a fresh new set of indictments, 16 charges. This is all on mortgage fraud and being a part of a group of people that said things that weren't necessarily straight to get mortgage dollars from banks. John, you're a huge real estate investor. This is a big part of your portfolio. How bad does it have to be to really get New York State up on your business for 16 counts like this?
Well, I'm not here to defend him. I mean, if he's guilty, he's guilty.
Right.
The only thing that I see wrong in this, that it seems to be made a little bit political.
In what way?
That both the attorney general and the DA in Manhattan both indicted him the day after the federal cases were over.
Right.
Look, if he's probably guilty, guilty is guilty. I understand that. But it shouldn't.
Well, there's this conspiracy theory that says that the state's doing it because they're afraid Trump's going to pardon him. He's going to get off on the federal charges.
I did hear that.
Do you think that has
merit?
That's
what I said. I said that I'm sure the city and state have things to go by, but it should not be political.
Don't make it
political.
In
other words, the DA and the attorney general should not get up
just base
on a podium and say, well,
yeah, just base it on facts.
Just
that's John
facts.
Katzenmatidis, top of the hour here in New York on AM 970. The Answer. Don't miss it. It's Cats at Night. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Now, these are probably the best supplements I've ever had. I've cut out all the other stuff I'm taking and stuff like that. I went completely off the blood pressure meds almost immediately. So it's definitely, you can see a huge difference.
I fell from my chair and I crushed my heel. I feel that has gotten better since I've been taking Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code KMC. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I couldn't help the snark coming from Don Trump Jr. today. He tweeted something to the effect of, hey, anybody know why nobody's heard from anybody in Hollywood today? Like, seems awfully quiet coming out of Hollywood today. Why is anybody in Hollywood talking today? And I guess that's not completely true, because there's been some celebrities that have kind of bitten back at the people that have been named, which is unfortunate. Again, there's going to be children at the heart of this that are going to be victimized. There's a lot of pain here to go around. But I have to say that when you're talking about the college scandal, it is largely a problem. And Kelsey Harkness mentioned this at the top of the show. Nobody's talking about the affordability of college. Nobody's talking about why Yale, when it has enough of an endowment to stay in business for like the next billion years, and they're still raising their price each semester on the students coming in. I mean, the reason that some college has gotten to be unaffordable is because other portions of college have gotten greedy. And when I consider the rate of return that people are getting in terms of the quality of the education, if my local junior college can actually give my kids the 2+2 and the the philosopher said this and turn in your English paper by this time, like if they can get the basics that gives them the skills necessary, but they really can find meaning and fulfillment in doing something with their hands or in some other aspect besides just the eternal grind of paying a college bill, I'm going to be all for it. We'll see what happens from there. Charlie Kirk, one of my favorite Twitter reads, also said today, how can anyone take politicians seriously who say they want to ban planes, abolish cars, knock down walls, kill all the cows? especially when they fly around on Gulfstreams and pull up to events in massive SUV limos and live in gated communities and host elitist fundraisers at steak restaurants. It does seem to put some of the AOC agenda under a bit of a microscope, does it not, that she ignores everything that she says to be for? I told Charlie he left one small thing out. You forgot to add, at bribing once great universities to take their spawn who'd rather be on Instagram except for game days. Anyway, who's going to have a better year this year, Lori Loughlin or Odell Beckham? I mean, that's, you know, it's a Sophie's choice on that one. I'm Kevin McCullough. You stick around. We're glad to be with you every single day, hoping to obliterate a bit of confusion, amplifying some truth, and pursuing clarity. I'll see you tomorrow.